Abu Babajan advises us, always see the good qualities of Muslims instead of finding faults with them. The one who has good assumptions about Muslims feels great happiness in his heart. Whereas the one who is habitual of having bad suspicion about Muslims is under satanic influence and he feels extreme sadness in the heart. Furthermore, whenever a bad suspicion about a Muslim occurs to you or enters the heart, reject it and try to form a positive and good opinion about what that person has done. For example, if you have the bad suspicion of ostentation, of showing off about a Muslim who is weeping, who is crying during a Na'at Sharif or a speech, a bayan, you should immediately form the positive opinion of sincerity about him, that he is doing so out of ikhlas and sincerity. Sayyiduna Makhul Dimashqi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi once said, when you see someone weeping, you also weep with him. Once I had a bad suspicion about a Muslim who was weeping, who was crying, so I could not cry for 1 year as a punishment. Keep reforming your akhlaq, your character, making efforts to become pious, because a pious person considers others to be pious, whereas an impious person regards others as impious. There is an Arabic saying, إِذَا سَاءَ فِعْلُ الْمَرْءِ سَاءَتْ ذُنُونُهُ, meaning, if the deeds of a person are bad, his thoughts also become bad. Ala Hazrat, the Mujaddid of the Ummah, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, the reviver of religion, the destroyer of bid'ah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul mannan, has stated, a bad suspicion arises from a wicked heart. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.